Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd. Today marks the start of the highly anticipated two-day FOMC meeting. Investors are coming off a major market comeback yesterday to start the month, following a roller coaster of a session. The Dow gained 84 points, which may not sound like much, but this is after being down as much as 400 points earlier in the day. After hitting steep lows, the NASDAQ closed up more than 1%, and the S&P 500 ended in the green more than 0.5%. Bill, let's jump into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Well, Emily, futures are flat. They're unchanged right now at this point in time. They were lower. I mean, you know, when I started watching them this morning, the S&Ps were actually up, but then they turned around and they headed lower. I mean, we saw the S&Ps drop, down 0.5% for the longest time, but now we're showing that they're flat. The market is anticipating a 50 basis point rate increase but it's really looking for guidance on what they're going to be doing with the Fed's balance sheet. But these are uncertainties. We don't really know. And the market doesn't like uncertainties, which is, you know, why I'm not surprised that the market's, you know, kind of feels like it's very weak going into tomorrow's announcement. The treasuries, the 10-year treasuries, they're, you know, hovering around 3%. Haven't seen that since 2018. After the bell, we got a lot of good earnings coming out. I'm looking overseas. I see that the DAX, which was up 90 points, is now up only 33 points, or 0.24%. FTSE's been off all morning long, but they were closed yesterday. They're down 0.59%. The CAC index is up 0.4%, and we're looking over, to see what happened in Tokyo last night. Tokyo was closed for a holiday, but Hong Kong was open. Hong Kong, closed up 12 points, so that's a positive. China was closed for a holiday as well. So we didn't see a whole lot of action going into Asia, but, European markets have been volatile. I'm watching crude oil. Crude oil did that big reversal yesterday where it really bounced higher, but they're giving up some of the gains. They're down 1% this morning. WTI is at $103.90 a barrel, and Brent's at $106.38. Word is that the European Commission is expected to unveil plans to end oil imports from Russia by the end of this year. Hungary is just not going to vote on it. But, the weak economic data that has been coming in as of late, that's creating demand questions, which is why you're not seeing oil push higher, because it's working to push oil prices a little lower. But the big thing is the FOMC meeting coming out tomorrow at 2, that's going to create a lot of nervousness in the markets. And that's where we're really, going to be paying attention to any clues that we might see that might come out ahead of time about that meeting, Emily.
And you said it, the big thing for investors right now is that FOMC meeting, but earnings action also remains pretty hot and some big names coming out. So Bill, before we get to more on economic events, let's take a look at what's going on in terms of earnings action.
Yeah, the earnings action was good last night. Expedia, ticker EXPE, Edward X-Ray, Paul Edward, they beat by 17 cents and they did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up almost 0.6% this morning. And here's the big one that was really surprising because it was so wide, is Avis Budget Car Rental Company, ticker CAR, Charlie Apple Richard. These guys beat by $6.54, and they did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 8.23% this morning. So that's a big move on the stock. Clorox, ticker CLX, Charlie Larry X-Ray, they beat by 34 cents on higher revenue. The stock's down, 2.29% this morning. WMB, this is Williams company, Williams Brothers, they beat by 4 cents on lower revenue, but they raised guidance. That stock's up 2.79% this morning. Jacobs Engineering, that's ticker J, they beat by 4 cents on higher revenue. and they tightened their guidance. You know, the stock hasn't opened. No trades have happened yet in the stock, and the spreads are really wide right now. We're looking at Estee Lauder, ticker EL. They beat by 14 cents. They did it on lower revenue. But the problem here is that they lowered their guidance. That guidance slash is really an issue for them. That's why you're seeing shares of EL, Estee Lauder, Edward Larry down 9.34% this morning. And Pfizer, ticker PFE, Paul Frank Edward, they beat by 15 cents. They did it on higher revenue. You're looking at the stock, it's down 1.14%. Why? Because they lowered, full year 22 guidance. So that's not a positive for the stock. Upcoming earnings, we got AMD, Advanced Micro Devices. Their EPS estimate is 91 cents, and the expected move here is 10.90%. Airbnb, that's ticker ABNB, Apple Boy, Nancy Boy. EPS estimates are for them to lose 28 cents, and the expected move here is 10.72%. Starbucks, ticker SBUX, Sam Boy, Uncle X-Ray. EPS estimates here are 60 cents, and the expected move here is 6.70%. AIG, the insurance company, Apple India Grace, their EPS estimate is $1.24, and the expected move here is 6.07%. Lyft, ticker LYFT, Larry Yellow, Frank Tom, EPS estimate for a loss of 7 cents, and the expected move here is 12.76%. And Jack Henry & Associates, ticker JKHY, John Kilo, Henry Yellow, EPS estimates are for them to earn $1.06, and the expected move here is 7.07%. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings action, Emily.
And I think you gave us a little hint about yesterday's pick of the day, which was WMB, saying it's up 2.79% right now. So we will check in on that pick at the end of the show. Let's now turn to economic events. Bill, what should we be watching in terms of the FOMC meeting that starts today? We've mentioned that a few times. And any other economic reports?
Well, at 10 a.m. This morning, a half hour after the market opens, we get the JOLTS report. This is job openings. And then at also at 10, we get factory orders coming out. But, you know, the start of the FOMC meeting is whatever is really what the market is waiting for. And you're not going to, I don't think you're going to hear much. You're just going to hear a lot of estimates from people of what they think they might say. I mean, a 50 basis point hike in rates is really what is expected. But that news announcement's not going to come until 2 p.m. tomorrow. But the real, and I don't expect to see the market really jump when that 2 p.m. announcement comes, because everybody's expecting the 50 basis point rate increase, unless it's something different. But, you know, that's followed up by Jerome Powell's press conference when that begins at 2:30. And this is a question and answer session. And he's got to defend his positions and he's got to defend their logic. And that's normally an atmosphere where there's a lot of information shared. So you got to pay attention to that Jerome Powell's press conference at 2:30 tomorrow. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic information this morning, Emily.
And speaking of that announcement that will hit the tape at 2 p.m. tomorrow, and also the press conference, which sometimes, as you've caught on the show before, notes and speech transcripts are released ahead of those conferences every once in a while. And catching that announcement right as it happens, or catching any other information that may be released ahead of sort of the big event, you're able to catch those types of things using your Newswire alert. And you've done it on this show before. And I know you're watching your Newswire alerts this morning, catching all the headlines coming in, all the information, all the data, and you've broken it down for us. So what do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Well, I'm watching my FANG sector, and they're mixed. I mean, you got Google off, you got Amazon off, but Apple and Facebook and Netflix are all trading higher, as well as Tesla. So, you know, we're having a real mixed opening, and that's why you see that reflected in the S&Ps. I'm looking at some news events behind the stocks. Amazon, it's shutting down Amazon Books, the bookstores, because they really want to focus on, you know, Whole Foods and, these other little retail outlets that Amazon has. I also noticed that Amazon's workers in Staten Island, you know, they voted against unionization. Now, this is a different facility than that voted for being a union. So it's a win for the company because, well, one Staten Island location voted for the union. There's only 12 employees here. This is another warehouse, and they voted against having a union. So it's kind of a win for the company. I'm looking at shares of Apple, and I see that Roku says that Apple Music subscription service is going to be launched on the Roku platform. That's a positive. In terms of Google, you know, I see that it's really Google and Meta platforms. Britain is supposed to shelve plans to provide statutory powers to a new technology regulator. That's kind of a blow in the global efforts to curb the dominance of these internet companies such as Facebook and Google. You know, I see that Google, you know, got rid of a senior engineer who was kind of critical on their AI software. And, you know, that's not good. They didn't want to have him, you know, that person at the company. And that's causing a little bit of a backlash for them. But that's, you know, what I see going on in the FANG stocks. In terms of the Dow stocks, Visa, I see that Paysafe extended their collaboration with Visa to integrate Visa Direct. Chevron, ticker CVX, Chevron and Bunge, they're launching a renewable fuel feedstocks joint venture. You know, and, you know, here's another story on Apple. Apparently, PayPal helped start the EU's antitrust complaint against Apple. You know, that's it happens. I mean, you know, they're number two and they were looking to kind of take down Apple a bit. And that's why they started it. In terms of merger news, JetBlue, ticker JBLU, Spirit Airlines, they rejected that bid from JetBlue. They want to go forward with the Frontier offer. And Hasbro, ticker HAS, Henry Apple Sam, an activist investor, Anacora, they have amassed a 1% stake in the company. This could be interesting. We got to keep an eye on shares of HAS, Henry Apple Sam. Something could be brewing there. In terms of guidance news, ticker ATKR, Apple Tom, Kilo Richard, these guys raised their full year 2022 EPS estimates to $19.65 to $20.45. This is the big raise because the old guidance was $12.80 to $13.60. So yeah, we're talking more than a few dollars here. DuPont, on the other hand, ticker DD, David, they cut their full year 2022 EPS view to $3.20 to $3.50. The previous guidance or the street estimate is $4.94. So that's a big drop. Hilton, ticker HLT, Henry, Larry, Tom, they see Q2 adjusted EPS, you know, coming in between 98 cents to $1.03. Street estimates 107. Not good. And Geo Group, that's ticker GEO, Grace Edward Oscar, they're seeing Q2 revenues between 560 to 565 million, whereas in the street estimate is 545 million. That's a nice positive for the stock. Talking about some shareholder meetings going on this morning, 9 a.m., American Express, ticker AXP, something could be brewing there. We want to keep an eye on shares of AXP as that meeting starts. At 10 a.m., we have shareholders meetings from Baxter, ticker BAX, Boy, Apple X-Ray, Bristol-Myers, ticker BMY, Boy, Michael Yellow, Pool Corp, ticker POOL, and Workhorse Group, WKHS. And then at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Edward Life Sciences, ticker EW, Edward William, is having their annual shareholders meeting. In terms of buyback news, ticker CAR, Charlie Apple Richard, the board approved a $1 billion and $2 billion increases to its share repurchasing authorization in March and May, respectively. Ticker DVN, David Victor Nancy, this is Divine Energy. They increased their share repurchasing authorization to $2 billion. And ticker LPX, Larry Paul X-Ray, their board approved an additional 600 million share to their repurchasing plan. And Gartner, that's ticker IT, India Tom, they announced a 500 million stock repurchasing plan. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. What is your pick of the day today?
Well, I'm going with Jack Henry & Associates, ticker JKHY, John Kilo, Henry Yellow. Earnings are after the bell this morning, this afternoon. EPS estimates are $1.06. Expected move here is 7.07%. Now, I'm reviewing the broker comments. They're all positive. I'm seeing price target increases across the board. I'm looking at the option data. The option data looks positive, you know, in terms of the call activity. It's not extensively heavy, but what I see there is positive. You know, I'm reading what the CEO said last quarter in the earnings report, and he came out and he said the sales organization continues to work on a robust platform of financial institutions interested in our many best of breed capabilities and solutions. It's kind of positive you're seeing that. Now, you know, the key here is to get in at a good price. You know, I think that this market could open up a little lower. I would be really looking to get into this stock at $188 to $189. So somewhere around 188.50, 188.75 would be good. I think it could pull back in the early morning hours, which would create a buying opportunity for the stock. So I'm really looking to kind of get in at that price range if it hits this morning, and wait for the earnings to be announced after the bell today, Emily.
All right, Bill, another earnings play. And as we mentioned, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day coming up. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Teva, ticker TEVA, they say that debt reduction continues to be their primary focus. Broadcom, that's ticker AVGO, Apple, Victor, Grace, Oscar, they announced opportunities for solutions with Z16 mainframe. Ticker PYCR, Paul, Yellow, Charlie, Richard. This is Paycor. They announced the release of Paycor Expense Management, new product. Amazon to create 2,500 corporate and tech jobs in California with expansion. Home Depot, ticker HD, announced $150 million venture capital to improve customer experience. Western Digital, ticker WDC, William David Charlie. Stock just jumped 10% after Elliott urged full strategic review. Paul Singer's a pretty smart guy, man. I'm sure he sees some value there. BABA, which is Alibaba, rumors surrounding Jack Ma's pushes Alibaba shares lower. Biogen, ticker BIIB, Boy India, India Boy, as they've begun searching for a new CEO. Logic Tech, ticker LOGI, stocks down over 5% after Q4 earnings miss and full year 2023 guidance cut. Ticker RIVN, this is Rivan, to receive $1.5 billion incentive packages to build EV factories in Georgia. And McDonald got a price, McDonald's ticker MCD, they just got a price target increase to $2.75 from $2.60, JP Morgan. Emily, that's all I'm seeing in terms of hot news in the last 15 minutes.
Okay, now, Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Williams Companies. You did mention the company in your earnings rundown. As we pointed out, the company reported a Q1 adjusted earnings late yesterday of 41 cents per share. That's up from 35 cents a share a year earlier and beating analyst estimates of 34 cents per share. Revenue for the quarter ended March 31st was $2.52 billion. That is down from $2.61 billion a year earlier. It did meet some of the average estimates of analysts, but there were other estimates out there as high as $2.98 billion for the full year 2022 guidance. Again, you mentioned it was raised. The energy company said it now expects adjusted EBITDA in the range of $5.9 billion to $6.2 billion. That's a bump up from its prior guidance of $5.6 billion to $6 billion. Bill, if you held on to your hat and went along for the ride yesterday, it probably all turned out okay. So how did your call work out?
You know, I mean, the stock opened up at $34.19. And then it moved a little lower. And you know, that's kind of what we thought. That's kind of what we were saying. It's like, you know what? I think it could move down to the low 34s. And sure enough, it dropped down to 34.02. And after that, it just bounced. It bounced to 34.60, which is a great little trade. But, you know, I missed that. I was working. And then, you know, later in the day, I noticed it started selling off again. And remember, I mentioned, you know, when stocks break the full number, they typically go down about 12 cents. And so that's why I threw out that 33.88 type figure. Well, it dropped down to $33.85, which was a great opportunity to get in. And, you know, then the stock rallied all the way up to 34.40, which is where it closed. But this morning, after the earnings came out, you're seeing that the stock trading at $35.36. The spread is wide right now, but they, you know, this is on the low side. So somebody sold some at 35.36. Now, you know, you compare that versus yesterday's open. That's a 3.4 difference from the yesterday's opening price. That's a big win. So, yeah, ticker WMB, William Michael Boy Williams Companies. It was a big win. It was a nice feather in our cap yesterday.
And 3.4%, that is definitely better than that 1% goal. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Jack Henry & Associates pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight, Bill. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.